And welcome to the program, people. And that, if you don't know, is Trugoy, one of the two legendary rappers of De La Soul, who just recently passed away. And if you never heard of De La Soul's catalog, it's because it has not been on streaming, and I have been victim to that. So obviously I did my deep dives on to YouTube and to other things to listen to their music, and it is fantastic. It is very soulful, melodic hip-hop and great hip-hop and innovative hip-hop now. If you don't know, their catalog is coming out. Their entire catalog is finally coming out on streaming March 3rd, so I cannot wait, and I bet you everything, you will love it if you're just a pure hip-hop lover and just kind of want to hear anything, I guess, quote-unquote new, because it'll be quote-unquote new when you listen to this. But anyways, rest in peace to Trugoy. He also had, if you never heard of obviously their stuff, you could listen to Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz, one of their more classic songs. He has the verse on that song. And if you need a refresher, I'm going to play you this. Ah, that's a fire. I think that's basically kind of how I was introduced to them, really. I didn't know exactly who De La Soul was at the time. I always had heard rumblings and stuff. I guess in the last 2 years, I really have gotten into it. But that was the first time I heard of them, not kind of putting two and two together at the time. But I'm glad I finally put two and two together, and it's just great hip-hop to listen to. Rest in peace to Trugoy. I just thought I'd give that in. That was a couple weeks ago that he passed away, but we haven't done an episode in the last 2 weeks or so. So, yeah, just thought I'd give a shout-out. Rest in peace to Trugoy and to the De La Soul family. So we got a couple things to talk about that have piqued my interest. Well, like I said, it's been 2 weeks since I last recorded. And 2 weeks ago, we came out with a Paramore album, somewhat of a comeback album. This Is Why is what it was called. Now, we knew it was coming because they had dropped, I believe, two singles last year at the end. And then they released it two Fridays ago. And let me tell you, it was worth the wait, and it is a fantastic pop punk, post punk album. Now, I've been a fan of Paramore for, I guess, since I first heard Riot. That's my favorite Paramore album, one of my favorite albums ever. But you know, they've done Decode off of the shitty Twilight soundtrack. That was a great song. I didn't mean the shitty soundtrack. I mean the shitty movie. But Hayley Williams and company are back with a couple of changes. Really, just solid, solid track list all around. Solid songs all around. Great songwriting. Great instrumentation. I mean, even the News, I thought was a really good song. Kind of, you know, touching about like how the news is just showing us all the wars and stuff and all the bad things going on and on. I thought that was really well put by Hayley and the and company. Really, there was not a bad moment on this album, in my opinion. There was not a bad song, bad moment, nothing. I'll play you probably one of, I don't know what my favorite song would be because I just love the whole album, but the intro track is really good. It's called This Is Why, so the title track of the album. Just smooth beginning. I mean, 2017 was the last time we got an album, and that was like 80s-esque. So this is like kind of going back to their roots in a sense. It's just smooth and melodic in the beginning, and then Hayley comes in, I believe at the 32-second mark. I love it. This Is Why, and that's the chorus. But really go listen to it. Paramore came back, did not miss. It was like they you know, they did not miss a fucking second. So, yeah, just thought I had to give that a shout out. One of my favorite releases of the year so far. It's been a very slow year so far. Thank God we're only in February, or else this year of music would not be one of my favorites so far. But we've gotten a couple of good releases, and Paramore is definitely up there. And then this week we dropped with Skrillex. Skrillex, the famed EDM producer, dubstep, is back with, I guess, really his first full-length albums. He's obviously done so many collaborations. We all know Skrillex. Really just innovative production, innovative in the dance music scene. And he comes back with two new albums, actually. The first album dropped called Quest for Fire. And had collaborations with Missy Elliott, Fred Again, Stara, Sway Lee, and even had a little snippet with Pete Wentz when they went on Warped Tour back in 2005, because before Skrillex was Skrillex, he was in a band and named Sonny, which is his given name, but has Dylan Brady of 100 Gecs on it, Porter Robinson, BB Borelli. This is just the first, the first album. It's about 15 tracks, runs about 45 minutes. I loved it. Really just smooth, laid back. Not laid back. It's just a smooth, hard-hitting kind of dance record, and I love it. Ratatata basically brings Missy Elliott back, Misdemeanor is back, and just a really bass, head-knocking thing in my headphones when I first listened to it. I was like, oh shit. And even the intro, Leave Me Like This with Bobby Raps, was really good. Rumble was a good track. A Street I Know, Xena, Supersonic, Hazel, like, I could go on. It really had a lot of solid tracks, and that's just the first album. That's Quest for Fire. This, you know, Skrillex showing off, obviously, his production side, really good. Of course, you know, some are going to sound one-dimensional and somewhat of the dance landscape, I guess, but it's the performances from a lot of the people that are just really good on these tracks. Even has Fortet on this. Really, really good project. And then you go back to Don't Get Too Close, where it was the second project. This is about 12 songs, and this has collaborations from Trippie Redd, Blade, Young Lean, Chief Keef, Kid Cudi. The Don't Go song with Justin Bieber, Don Toliver has been out for a little. Sway Lee again. In my opinion, I preferred the first one. It was more, more of my vibe, I guess, and more of, in a sense, that it sounded more headphone, like more of bass on the headphones. This is a little more poppy. A little more for like little poppy record on this one. He even said that the two albums are totally different from one another, and he could not be more than right. They definitely sound different. The only similar quality, I believe, is just the intro tracks, because it has both Bobby Raps on it. Whoever this Bobby Raps is, solid. I enjoyed it, his intros. But yeah, you get Way Back with Trippie Redd was a solid collab on the second one. Ceremony with Young Lean and Blade, and then the next track goes in with Blade. Summertime with Kid Cudi was pretty good. But again, I prefer the first one only just because it was more EDM-ish, more like kind of festival vibes. And I think the first one is just more like the second one is definitely more radio friendly vibes. This one was definitely more like kind of festival vibes, if that kind of makes sense in a way. Skrillex dropped. Very happy to see that Skrillex is still around. I mean, remember, dude had the long hair and everything, and then he comes out looking like, you know, he's got the man bun, and then he's still got his gauges, and it's just like, oh, shit, you know, he looks grown. Dude looks grown. So, shout out to Skrillex for dropping two solid projects all around. One different than the other, and yeah, really enjoyed it. I give it a recommendation. Now, this has been making the waves for a couple of weeks now. The 50 best rappers of all time. And this was put together by Billboard. Now, you know, take it or leave it. I read the list once when it first came out. Now I'm going to reread it again. And there are a couple people that I think should be in it and some that should be out. Number 50 starts with Rick Ross. Yeah, he deserves to be in there, I think. Kind of, you know, with the mafioso, kind of keeping that going. Maybach Music. Just a lot of hard-hitting jams that, like, Teflon Don, if you've never listened to that album, it's very cinematic production, and Rick Ross is great on that record, and the features are great on that record. You got BMF on there. You got MC Hammer on there. You got Live Fast, Die Young. You got Freemasons. You got Jay-Z on there. You got Kanye West on there. Styles P. Aston Martin Music. Just a nice slow kind of R&B-esque jam. So, yeah, I'd say Rick Ross can deserve to be on this list. He's got one classic album and then a couple of good other singles on his belt. Then 49, Rev Run, of course, Run DMC. 48, Melly Mel. Grandmaster Flash, that's kind of, the message. Very innovative, one of the most innovative hip-hop songs of all time. Put it on there. I mean, I guess I'm not going to sit here and act like I know who Melly Mel is. As, you know, I'm becoming more of a hip-hop purist as days goes on. I'm trying to listen to all the genre has brought to us throughout the 50 years that it's going to be here in August of this year. But the message, kind of one of the originators, 1982. That's deserving. MC Light, one of the more female, female rapper, kind of brought that into the mainstream. Not going to sit here again and act like I know, but, again, paved the way for acts like Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, so on and so forth. So I'll give her a listen, obviously, but deserves it. Jadakiss, yep, great. The Lox, very iconic intro to his verses, very grimy New York rap, perfect. Definitely deserves to be on there. Ice-T, 45, yep, deserves it. I mean, most people just know him mainly more, I guess, for SVU. But really, you know, one of the first... kind of putting West Coast and gangster rap on the map. So, of course, Ice-T's got to be on there whenever you're talking about hip-hop. Queen Latifah, really got into her music a couple weeks ago, actually, and pretty good. Just solid 90s-esque hip-hop. Bun B from, UGK, got to be on there. Helped pioneer Southern rap. Redman, perfect. He's just out there, man. If you never seen his MTV Cribs thing, his episode, that's just fantastic. Literally showing that he lived in this dingy apartment. I think it was out in Staten Island, New York. And he was just real for that. And then, you know, you never heard the Method Man and Redman tracks, the album, Blackout and Blackout 2, How High. Really good projects. So I'd say he also deserves. So honestly, so far, it's not as bad as I thought. Pioneers really going into this. E-40 is just always around, but he's legendary. Some songs have been really good, and then others are to me. But he has forged a lane to be in there. So definitely. Dr. Dre at number 40. I agree and I disagree with this. I'm going to start with the positives on this, with the agree. I agree because NWA pioneered West Coast production, pioneered rap as a whole, but he doesn't, and this is where I'm going to go with the disagree. He doesn't write his own raps. He has people ghostwrite for him and write for him, which, you know, when he performs, it's still good. Like The Chronic, one of the best albums. 2001, one of my personal favorite albums of all time. Just, you know, you had Nas write for him. You had Snoop Dogg write for him. You've had Eminem write for him. You've had everybody write for him. Hitman write for him. If I didn't say Snoop, yeah, Snoop wrote for him. So, like, that's where I don't agree in terms of him being the best rapper. He's innovative. He's one of the best to ever do it in terms of behind the boards and just pushing hip-hop forward. But as a rapper, no, I would... yeah, he'd be one I take out only just because he's not a rapper. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Ludacris, very underrated. Ludacris is very underrated. Rollout, Area Codes, Runaway Love, Moneymaker, Stand Up. He's got hits. And then Theater of the Mind, very underrated album. Go check that out. I'd say he maybe a little lower than 39, but he could be on this. Maybe be more on a top 100. Gucci Mane, yeah. I'm not going to say that I'm the Gucci Mane stan here, but he's got some stuff. He's inspired a lot of people out in the game right now. So, yeah, in terms of inspiration, deserves to be there. Common, very underrated. I like him. I didn't get more into him until he went to Kanye, and then he was more mainstream, because that's kind of when I was growing up more. I would see the Common, like, believe, like that kind of testify. That was kind of when I got my fix into Common. So shout out to Kanye West for that. I mean, not a lot of good things you can say about Kanye nowadays, but that was one good thing. He brought Common back from a kind of creative lull with a couple of his albums before that, as a lot of people had said. But, yeah, Common deserves to be on here, most definitely. Most definitely deserves to be on this list. Future. He's got good projects, but I don't know. I mean... again, I'd probably lower him, maybe put him on a top 100, maybe not a top 50, but that's just me. Future has some good stuff, but in terms of the best of all time, I don't know. Chuck D, Public Enemy, yes. Fortified political rap and kind of fortified a lot of what conscious hip-hop and stuff became, so yes. Also got Flavor Flav out of that. He's not on the top 50, but, you know, Public Enemy, you got Flavor Flav out of that. Moving on now. Busta Rhymes, yep. Has one of the best verses, best fast verse raps of all time. The Look At Me Now verse, iconic. Really great features with a Tribe Called Quest when that's kind of how he got his start. And then, just really good songs with Mariah Carey. Had a couple of good songs, Touch It. How many remixes does that have? But just in terms of a rap style, yeah, he deserves to be on here. Busta Rhymes is iconic. T.I., yes and no. I like T.I. I don't know if I'm putting him as one of the best to ever do it, because he has hits. He has some good songs. And he, especially his early stuff. I remember when, you know, I was just a young 12, 13-year-old impressionable kid, and he got MySpace, and I had, when you had your songs and stuff, I had his song 24s. That was actually, I think, the first T.I. song I ever heard. And I thought, I was like, yo, I'm this white kid who's just, look at me. I like this music. I look back in it and it's a little cringy now, but I don't know. I wouldn't. Again, I probably put him in the lower if this was a 100 list. But that's just me. He has hits, but, you know. Little Kim, yeah. I'm not the biggest Little Kim fan, but, you know. She pioneered a lot. A lot of charts, a lot of, you know, kind of. Really, other than MC Light and Missy Elliott, really put female rap onto the forefront, you know. So I'd say that. Top 30, Lauryn Hill. Yep. The Fugees and then her album. Great. Pusha T. Yep. Besides Clips and then his solo shit is incredible. But even his shit with Clips was what it came up with the Neptunes. And then, yeah, deserves to be on here, no doubt. Black Thought, perfect for the Roots. One of the best rappers I've ever heard. Q-Tip, I've been on such a Tribe kick lately. And this man is so good, so witty, and so innovative. So, yes, Q-Tip definitely deserves to be on here. Big Pun. Yes, I'm not a player. He had the song with Deep Cover 98 with Fat Joe, basically a remake of the one with Dre and Snoop from the early 90s. I think it's the superior version, and a couple people I talked to have said the same thing. Yep, METHOD man number 25. It's Wu-Tang, man. I'd like to see if any of the others are going to be on here. But, yeah, Method Man, METHOD, had the only rapper verse on Biggie's Ready to Die. Just solid verses on Enter the Wu-Tang. Yeah, he's just, you know, he's a goat. And that's all I could say. KRS-One, one of the innovators, yep. Should definitely be on here. Curtis Blow, yep, should be on here. One of the innovators as well. Thank God they're not really fucking this up in terms of that. Like Ghostface Killah, yes. One of my favorites. He's in my top five of the Wu-Tang. Even his solo shit. Fish Scale, Supreme Clientele, Iron Man. Three just great albums right there. DMX, number 21, yep. He's got fucking bangers, man. Rest in peace to DMX. He's got bangers. Collaborated with so many people. Nas, Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, Eminem. That Eminem song that he has, Go to Sleep. Fire. Literally, like, get you, like, in your, like, fuck you mode. And it's just, you know, rest in peace to X. But definitely deserving of here. Number 20, Big Daddy Kane. Another one. I know a couple of the songs. Smooth Operator, I definitely know. But yeah, deserves. 19, Missy Elliott. Yep, just said it before. One of the most, if not the most innovative rapper of, you know, female rapper of all time. Hits galore. Great different style. Her and Timbaland were great. Her music videos, that's kind of how I got introduced to her when I was a kid, were the music videos. And she had that Allison Stoner on there all the time. And just that's really kind of how I got introduced to Missy Elliott. It was just all the eccentric, weird music videos. But it worked, man. Ice Cube, nope. Yep. Besides NWA, a lot of his solo shit is so good. It Was a Good Day, one of the best songs of all time. Death Certificate, America's Most Wanted. His diss record to Eazy-E and all of them. One of the best, you know, No Vaseline, one of the best ever. Yeah, definitely deserves to be on here. I love 50 Cent. He's one of my favorites of all time, but he's at 17. Again, I put him lower. I don't know if I put him at 17, but he's inspirational in terms of the whole Nine Shots thing, and then he's a troll now, and he just does not give a fuck, and I love that about him. Get Rich or Die Trying, one of my favorite albums. The Massacre, really good album. Before I Self-Destruct was a good album. Curtis had AO Technology, so he deserves to be on the list. 17 might be too high, but he, you know, he helped rap into a more mainstream in the early 2000s, that's for damn sure. And then, you know, creating the TV shows like Power and stuff like that. Yeah, so he's worthy. Just I would put him lower. Scarface, very underrated. I love a lot of his tracks. J. Cole, 15. J. Cole's innovative. I fuck with Cole, but 15 might be too high. I think it's too high. That's more recency stuff, I think, but he deserves to be on a top 100. LL Cool J, of course. 13, Rakim. Eric B. and Rakim, really great early 80s, 90s hip-hop. Andre 3000, have to put him there. Andre and Big Boy, Outkast, one of the best hip-hop groups, duos of all time. Now, you already know you're not going to get Big Boy on here, but he should be on here too. Big Boy's great, but Andre is Andre. And yeah, and I remember late in the early 2010s, he was always on this feature kick and kind of stealing the show on a lot of features. Like I know on Pink Matter with Frank Ocean, The Real Her with Drake, I Do with Jeezy, and that had Jay-Z on it, I believe, too, and he had the better verse. So, yeah, Andre belongs on there. Number 11, Kanye, of course, regardless of what the fuck you think of him now, Kanye is a genius and just needs to be looked at upon in music circles as one of the best to ever, ever do it. At least 4 classic albums on there. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, even Yeezus. Kind of putting like the industrial rap and just like that different sound, like people like Death Grips and stuff. Because that was the first album I heard with just a weird sound, and I remember it was critically not liked, even by some fans, but as this shit, it's going to be 10 years this year. Can't wait to talk about that on a podcast. And then, I don't know, just, it's Kanye West, man. Regardless, Kanye West, what, you know, the horrible things that he has said lately doesn't take away from his musical palette and him being one of the best to ever do it behind the boards and even the mic. Top 10, Nicki Minaj. She really, you know, I get it. She has a good catalog. I remember there was a time I hated Nicki Minaj, but then grew to kind of like, okay, she's not bad. I think Missy Elliott, Little Kim, Remy Ma, and others are a little better than her in terms of that, but you can't deny that she, you know, she's talented. All the personalities are Roman, you know, all that. So I get it. Top 10, not for me, but I get it. Snoop Dogg, yeah. Yeah. Doggy Style, which was back on streaming. But that's one of the best debut albums of all time, if not one of the best albums of all time. Snoop Dogg's just in everything. He's most personable rapper. Just everything, man. So, yeah, he deserves to be on here. Drake, early Drake, so much better. Later Drake, you know, he's had some duds, but I get it. Making kind of a sad boy rap a thing and just changing how we look at rap and then streaming and everything like that. And just, you know, and coming up, I was in high school, so I got to see kind of how it all was. You know, I was a Drake fan too. I'm still a Drake fan. It's just the old stuff is, I think, Take Care is his best album. Just blending everything in on that thing. I know you got YOLO out of that, so that's whatever. But, you know, Drake definitely deserves to be on this. Especially early Drake. And then, you know, just chart topping and stuff. Lil Wayne, yep, has to be on here. Literally has been around for fucking ever. Carter 3, one of the best albums of all time, in my opinion. Bling era rap made rap really great into the mainstream. Besides that, toe-to-toe with rappers, he's good. Like, doesn't write any of his shit like Jay-Z. Everything is off the top. And it's all creative, man. So Wayne definitely deserves to be in here. And he brought us Drake and Nicki Minaj. So good talent evaluator in a sense, too. Biggie, number 6, has to be one of the best to ever do it. I don't even need to say anything about Biggie other than just he's Biggie. Rest in peace. Wish you still here. I would love to have seen what his career would have escalated into what rap is now. That would have been very interesting to see. Number 5, Eminem. What got me into rap is every suburban white kid, I can probably guess Eminem, you know, terms of lyrics and everything like that, deserving on here. Obviously not the biggest fan of his more recent stuff, but still, his first three albums, incredible. Eminem Show, one of my favorite albums of all time as well. And he's just, he really got me into rap, man. That's all I, you know, I'll say positives about him, and then, you know, you could say your negatives. It is what it is, but he's got me into rap and got me to love this amazing art form. So he's most deserving of a top five and being in there. Tupac, have to. Just, you know, motivational songs, great diss songs. He had everything, man. Number three, Nas, yes. Fucking incredible. And he's still fucking doing it. Again, I'll go on and on and on and on about how much I love these King's Disease records that he's done with Hit-Boy. But man's made Illmatic. It was written. Stillmatic. Life is good. Just the man is just one of the best, man. I just love the creative string that he's also on now, and everything, just the storytelling, just everything. Nas is one of my favorites, and as I get older, I really think he's, you know, Ether, arguably the best diss song in rap history. Again, as I get older, and you realize, and you get more into what, you know, rap is and the art form of it, Nas is top fucking tier. And yes, thank God. Number two, Kendrick Lamar. Love Kendrick. Easily this generation's best rapper. You got, you know, T-Pab, Good Kid, Mad City. Even Section 80. Section 80 was great. Damn is good. Mr. Morale, fantastic. So yes, he is very well deserving. This generation's best rapper ever. 2010 on. And then number one, Jay-Z. I want to put Jay-Z in number one, but he's definitely a top five. I mean, his more recent inputs and stuff, whether it come to guest verses or, you know, have not been my favorites, but man, as Reasonable Doubt, The Blueprint, all three Blueprints, just in terms of what he did for the business world, for, you know, pop culture of rap, his styles, the mashup with Jay-Z and Linkin Park is incredible. So absolutely deserves to be on this. There are a couple of, I'm going to tell you now. So that's the list. That's the 50 that Billboard gave us. Not a terrible list, but again, I would take Dr. Dre out. I would put in MF Doom. MF Doom is one of the best underground rappers of all time and has one of the best albums of all time with Madlib and Madvillainy. My personal list, I put Mac Miller in there. I was laughed at this in high school, and this is what has always pissed me off as we've... it's been now going on 5 years since he passed. When I was in high school, he was my favorite. I just looked at him as like a white kid who loves hip hop and is just, you know, can be himself. And that's kind of how I looked at him. And that's why I respected him so much. And the music was good too. So now as he's gone and now people have appraised his work too, I would put him in on there. I don't know what number, but I would put him in on there. You know, you'll get, I don't know, you could put guys like even Schoolboy Q. Maybe that's just too modern. Again, we probably have to do a top 100 before kind of putting a lot of these dudes in that I like too. But Billboard did not do a terrible job, I think, on this. But I would replace a couple. I would definitely replace Dre just because he's not a rapper. I would put in like an MF Doom, again, one of the best underground rappers. And there's so many other good underground rappers, but just the cartoony stuff that MF Doom did is still incredible. And I listened to at least two, three songs a day of Mad Villainy, and that's how fucking great that album is. Yeah, just I don't know. I mean, you got to keep kind of the pioneers in there. I'm not going to be like that dude who's just, you know, like that. But I don't know. I would put, it's just so hard when you break it down to 50, man. Yeah, just re-looking over it. No, I think they did an okay job on this. I just really would remove Dre. I put in Doom, Mac, and even Kid Cudi. I mean, alternative hip-hop, just Spacey, you know, I don't know. Kid Cudi deserves to be on that list too, I guess. Again, maybe top 100, but dudes that, you know, dudes like that, influence, man, 100% influence. Just for a lot of the younger generation coming up now too. But that's the list and that's the episode. Thank you guys for listening. Again, I recommend you listen to This Is Why and the two Skrillex albums if you just kind of want to listen to feel good music. And then with Paramore, they're very talented. Hayley Williams, beautiful and talented. Just glad to see them back. That album's This Is Why. And then Skrillex is the Quest for Fire. And Don't Get Too Close. Again, if you just want to listen to kind of dancey, EDM-ish music, I recommend it. So everyone have a good one and keep on listening.